Hello and welcome to the RetroCast episode 10. On this week's episode, we'll have a special guest, the current status of the backlit controller on eBay, the iLynx database, as well as Mario Brothers speakers, all the buttons to play Super Mario Brothers, NES ROMs not so legit, Nintendo Wi-Fi has launched, and NES comics on DeviantArt. My name's Michael Davidson.
And I'm Jeremy Huber.
And this is the RetroCast.
Yo, video game dudes, talk to me!
The Nintendo Entertainment System.
I can play on my Nintendo Entertainment System.
He would instantly lose his street geek cred.
No box and manual. Why can't I come up with something that cool?
You own that game. I'm sorry.
Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly.
And we have a very special guest this week. Just like we had Sulfur on a couple weeks ago, and this week we have a regular member at RetroNintendo.com, and apparently master mod maker, Justin Elton and Stapleton. And we'll give you some claps again.
Yay!
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
There you are.
Yeah,
he is.
I'm here.
Yep.
And the first story we're going to talk about actually relates to you.
Quite a bit.
The current status of the backlit control on eBay.
Yeah, it's my piece of internet fame, apparently.
Yeah, and it's the high bid is up to 6 cents now.
Woo.
Yeah, I see dead people.
Big money.
I see dead people.
Well, we still have, 2 days left on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, and there's, actually, I can tell us how many watchers are on it here in just 1 second.
Uh-oh, it's one of those awkward internet pauses as he goes to a site unprepared.
Well, it's locked
168.
Up. Okay, we have four watchers right now, so there might be somebody waiting to snipe it.
Yeah, they'll get it for 8 cents.
Yeah. Woo! Actually, no, they have to bid a minimum of 5 cents more.
Okay, so it'll be 11 cents.
Yep. Man, I'm looking forward to that.
So, yeah, I guess we were kind of hoping for a better response. And
it is,
I guess, new and unusual. Maybe people kind of
might think it's
hesitant
fake.
To get something new. And I know what I'm going to ask you. Justin, tell us about how you we were talking yesterday, me and you, and you told me the story of how you came about it. I wonder if you could tell it again.
What it was I had this LED sitting around, one of these super bright blue ones. I was looking at my controller and I thought, you know, it'd be really cool if I can get the border around the controller to light up. So I took the controller apart, and I have a lot of downtime at work, so I usually take these things to work and map it out in my car. But, took it apart and tried to map out the power, and I found that little hole there where it looked like something was missing on the circuit board. So I got out my multi-tester and tested it, you know, found that it was 5-volt power supply. And I just thought, that would be a good anchor point. Well, later on in my car, I took off the decal and looked at the Nintendo logo. But from the back side, it looked translucent. So just kind of held it up to the light, and it lit up. And I looked down, and it was right in that spot where that hole was. And I just thought, aha! You know, so as soon as I got home, I cut a rectangular hole in it and put an LED there, slapped the decal back on it, plugged it into the controller port, and lit up. And I'm like, yes, this is it.
It really is that simple. And
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I like it.
I was worried that once the decal came off, it wouldn't stick back on there as well, but no problems.
There's a lot of glue.
The decal doesn't really have a lot of adhesive left on it. And it's, you know, the adhesive's 20 years old anyway.
That's true, but there's no problem with peeling.
Well.
Yeah, it's almost like a tacky instead of glue. It's like, I don't know, like a post-it
rubber
note.
Cement, but it didn't harden.
You could, yeah. That was one of my. That's my stuttering move. Yeah,
chicken. I like crackers.
I topped it off with a yeah.
Yeah, that's a little bit from Office Space.
Yeah,
I got to use that today. Yeah.
So we're up to. It's got two bids, and of course we'll ship it. It's only $4 shipping. Somebody go bid on it. Although they might not be there by the time the RetroCast gets out.
Oh
it'll
be
cutting it close.
May not be there. Yeah. Well,
either
we'll RetroCast up tomorrow evening, and you're hearing this Saturday evening.
Occasionally it does get up that early.
Well, usually it does through iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes gets it first.
Right.
Which is cool. And iLynx database.
Yeah, this is a new feature you rolled out. I had no idea you were doing it.
Yeah, I was kind of bored, and I was kind of thinking, you know, why doesn't people submit more news to the site? I mean, I know that people that like not just Nintendo, but anything. You're just constantly stumbling on the things. You know,
right.
You might just be clicking around, you end up with a cool site. Well, instead of just, like, the new submission process on the site is kind of lengthy. You have to, you know, post the link. You have to type the link in, type a summary, blah blah blah, submit it. This thing is just real simple. You go to the site, you click on iLink, you post, you type in the URL, you type in the title, hit submit, boom, it's up. It's up and it's done, and everybody and their brother can go see it. Which I don't know, I thought would be pretty cool. Is it's only been me and Mike here
yeah,
adding
really.
Links to it.
Well, I didn't even know what it was when you first did it. I thought it was something like I could submit the link, and then, I don't know, when I tried, I thought it would come up like Dig does and ask me to put the story in, that would just pop up on the homepage.
Yeah, no.
Because you did, yeah, I know. Not quite.
I just thought it'd
see,
be
I didn't know either.
I thought it'd be a cool way to get quick links to people with a short title, and maybe if it's newsworthy, we can tap into that, like a new well of new or something.
Yeah,
when you put it up, I was kind of curious on what it was, and I'm glad you pointed that out to me, because I would have used it if I knew what it was. You just weren't too clear when you posted it.
Yeah, I'm not the greatest communicator.
Yeah, I just saw iLinks and I'm like, well, what's that? You know, and there wasn't really any information.
Well, in the
it,
forums, so. I posted a link to the news. I guess I should have made that clear as well.
You should have made the news story a little better. Either way, maybe we should take these links that are submitted here, though, and add them to news, make them news stories.
Well, yeah, that's what I hope to plan on. Like, cause not everything's going to be golden. Not everything's going to end up on the homepage, but if we had maybe 10 links a week or something, I'm sure there'd be something cool in there that would be newsworthy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the iLink database. It's not that great, but it's okay.
It's new.
It's new, yeah. Anything new is instantly better.
Well, yeah. We'll go with that.
Like New Coke. You remember New Coke?
Yeah, that was so much better than old Coke.
New Coke?
Actually,
how old are you, Justin?
I'm only 20 years old. So,
you might not remember New Coke.
He'd be a little
is that where
too
they switched
young
from saccharin
young.
To sugar or something?
Well, no, they changed the formula.
Right.
Now, if you look at a bottle of Coke, it says Coca-Cola Classic.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be just Coca-Cola, and then they came out with New Coke. And now it's Coca-Cola Classic because everyone hated New Coke.
As soon as they brought New Coke out, they got rid of the old Coke. And everybody was upset about it because it tastes funky.
Yeah, it didn't taste like
Coke at
all.
I'm a Pepsi drinker anyway, so.
Yeah, so am I. But
I enjoy the occasional Coca-Cola
whatever.
Classic.
I'm still looking for bottles of Crystal Pepsi, man.
I love
Crystal
that
clear.
Stuff.
So do
right
I.
Now.
Yeah, this was like 1990 that came out, so you'd have been young.
Yeah, I remember my mom used to bring it home all the time, you know. She'd leave it sitting out on the desk while she was working or something. I'd sneak around the desk and grab it and take a big swig and sit it back up there before she'd notice.
That Van Halen song, when they did that, I remember reading that they said that, you know, why'd you sell out, you know, the Pepsi? Come on, you're like rock legends. And they're like, well, they were going to have someone else record it and then we wouldn't get paid. So we figured we'd just get paid.
Be true to yourself.
Yeah, get paid. Be true to yourself. Get paid.
Damn right, man. If somebody's offering me money, I'll pimp any object on this show. Somebody wants to send me some money, I will talk about it. That's called advertising.
Yeah, but not, rock and roll is kind of a taboo, though, you know?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Man, Snoop Dogg does commercials for Chrysler.
For Zizzo, my Chrysler?
Yeah,
well, he does it for Byers Auto here, so.
Okay, so we're going to move on to Going, Going, Gone this week in auctions. The only version. Anywhere in the world like it. It's totally unique. But last week we talked about the Sharp, and actually, Justin, you pointed this out to me.
Yeah,
I didn't know they existed. It's the Sharp TV with the built-in Nintendo. Well, not after a week of us talking about it, it shows up on eBay. And it's
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really expensive, but it's really cool.
It's a decent price for what it is. I mean, there's only like 500 of these left in the whole world, so.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I'm sure most of them broke, or they all blink retardedly. I can't imagine. If it takes a standard pin connector, you're all right, but then you got to tear the whole TV down, it looks like, to get to it.
Oh, you could. I doubt you'd want to. Well, I don't know. I don't know how it's. It looks like it's just an extra, like, black case built onto it. We talked about it last week. So let's talk about this auction. It's starting bid. It has no bids. It started as $399.99. And the item location is City State, United States.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never heard of that place.
Cost. Well, he wants $75 shipping anywhere in the United States, so it doesn't even matter where it's located.
That's very true. It has no bids, and to buy it now for $500 or $499.99, it's got six days left to it.
In very large print, the biggest print of all, it says, this item is sold as is, no refunds whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. Good, that's, I don't know.
Wonder if he heard us talking about it. I thought, I'm going to put that on eBay now because they're talking about it. They'll talk about it again. They'll get people to go there and buy it.
I don't know. I don't think
we
have
that
much. I don't
know if I'd recommend to buy, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I usually things on going is just neat things. Nothing that I would actually buy.
For $5.99, though, you could get like a really nice top-loading NES and a really, really nice 27-inch flat-screen TV to play it on.
And a Dremel, and you could just put the Nintendo in there and Dremel a hole in the side.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. But, I don't know.
My next mod, man.
Yeah, you're a modding freak, man. I don't know how you can do all that stuff. That's.
And what was that thing you were talking about with the...
Oh, last night?
Yeah, the light in the... What was it?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure I want to reveal that one right now, though.
Okay, that's cool.
Well, I want you to...
It was kind of neat, though.
You know, I'm just throwing the idea around.
I had a great idea, because there's a store up for me, a place called Megatronics, and they have, like, laser... you know, the laser pens, like the little small ones for like a dollar. Mount them inside of a zapper. Have a laser sight on your Nintendo zapper. It would be so sweet.
Oh, I get it.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would. Well, you could go to, I don't know, Walmart or Target and buy the laser scopes. Why don't you just mount that to it?
It's not the same. I want it in there so it comes out through the same port.
Will that mess up the accuracy?
Yeah, it'll screw up the accuracy.
Well, what's the accuracy on that? Come on now.
What do you mean? It's down to 3 microns.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised if you ever tried to do a zapper mod. You'd be surprised how incredibly accurate it is. I've got one right now I tried to shove into a Airsoft Beretta 9mm. And it's a failed. It looks great, but you can't hit anything.
Well, you just play it like I do. You put the gun right on the TV.
No, it doesn't work, man. You can't hit anything.
Oh,
you can stick a magnifying glass in front of it and hit everything every time you pull the trigger, but...
Never tried that, man.
Yeah,
that's a cheat code.
For a hardware hack cheat code.
For Duck Hunt.
Learn something new every day with this show, folks.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We're going to move on to the next item, which is... it always boggles my mind, this. Stadium Events. Which turned into what? What did it turn into?
Track and field or something?
Yeah, it turned into something like a track and field or something. But Stadium Events was the original that came with the Power Pad before it was the Power Pad. The Family Fun Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nintendo bought the technology and turned it into the Power Pad and re-released it as track and field.
Yeah, it was Bandai made the game. Before Nintendo bought them out. Just bought that idea from them, because, of course, Bandai's still around.
You know, I just saw this game at a pawn shop the other day for, like, $2, and I didn't pick it up because it didn't come up with a power pad.
Are you nuts? You see how much this game's going for?
Where is this pawn shop? Because I'll be there.
Oh, it's here in Columbus. But, it was, like, for $2, and I didn't pick it up.
I just thought,
it's track and field, and...
Do you see the current bid on this? It's $511. You might want to go run to that pawn shop. So
right now.
It's not there now.
So. Oh, that's probably why this came right on here.
This is it.
it's from Central PA, so.
Oh, man, it is in Central PA. What the heck? That's here.
PA is the Nintendo capital of the world, apparently. Even bigger than Japan.
Maybe doing a road trip out there, man. Games are hard to come by.
Well, wait till we have our... we're going to somehow one day probably have a get-together for everybody on the site.
Oh, yeah, the get-together.
Because it seemed... I didn't even start the topic. Somebody else did, and they were like, yeah, it's great. And everybody's like, I'll come. So one day we might do something like that.
Yeah. One of the Stadium Events. It's nothing special to it. It's just a copy of Track and Field with a different name on it. It's just extremely rare.
People need to have it for their...
Right, and this guy says he had 771 games of the 774 released, all but the Panesians. He had 769 that were complete with the box and the manual.
Hmm. Yeah, it says he owned every game, all but the Panesians. 700.
I can't even imagine that, yeah. Man. It's how do you buy a game and not play it?
Yeah, well, he's not.
I can tell you
first
that.
First thing
one.
I do is I rip that package open and I pop it in. I play it, and if it sucks, I put it back in the box and throw it away or sell it or something.
Well, I wouldn't like a Nintendo game. I got some bad ones. I got some doozies, but I don't. I don't throw them away or sell them. I just.
I got some horrible ones, but that's because nobody ever bought them. That's why I still have them.
You can't give them away.
I'm
you
not too big on giving away
Mario
games.
Oh, look at the disclaimer at the bottom. He says, he wants to make it clear that there is no box, and therefore no styrofoam spacer. No styrofoam spacer making a comeback. You can't get away from them things. People love the styrofoam spacer.
What it is, he listens to our retrocast.
Everyone should. If they don't, you should tell your friends.
The only people that really, well, anybody that really likes Nintendo probably already found us.
Yeah.
It's the end of this continent.
That likes Nintendo and can hear.
Right, yeah. I'm sure the deaf crowd doesn't really get into
We should
it.
Get some lady to pop up at the bottom of Winamp or something and sign it out.
Mime it out, yeah.
Give it subtitles. Just have this little ticker that goes on the bottom that reads off everything we say.
Well, with iTunes, they have a way to make podcasts now where we can have links automatically open up in their browser
what?
As we talk. Yeah, but it's only in the Mac. I think it's Garage. You need to have GarageBand.
Oh, yeah.
And you can make it specific, but it'll only work on Macs. That would be such a great idea if somebody would make that for like a special program just for MP3s that could read like the MP3. The tag, and in
yeah.
the tag it would have like
time
set up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it would open up certain links at that time. Man, that seems like it'd be simple to do.
It's not hard.
Oh, wait, we shouldn't say anything because you know Visual Basic.
Right. Well, I can't open MP3 and read. Well, I can, but I guess I could do that.
Yeah, build a little MP3 player in there that reads the tag at the beginning at a certain time, and that would be a sweet idea for the podcast.
You're giving away all the million ideas. Keep
yeah.
it free, so.
Yeah, not me. I can't program.
Well, we're going to move on to another apparently rare cart. Corvette ZR1 Challenge. Complete. With the styrofoam spacer. It's in the picture.
Oh, wow. It looks brand new.
And he said he'll sell the styrofoam spacer separate for $80.
Yeah, right. I'll start selling them on the
I'm going to carve out some right now, man.
Yeah, I'm thinking I can get foam free at work.
This is it's a PAL game, so it's not an American game.
Yeah, but we all know you can play it in the American console. You can just cut that little pin. All
right, so it's up to $350, and this guy's serious because the reserve's not met.
He wants to buy it now at $500. I'm betting he set his reserve at
$498. Yeah. It has three bids, and in those three bids, got up to $349.
From 1 cent.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, we started our controller at 1 cent. It's up to 6 cents with two bids. Man, next bid ought to take it up to about $349.50.
We should have set a high reserve. No, I've never heard of this game. I've never heard that it was rare or anything.
I wonder if it was only a PAL game.
Oh, wait, yeah, I guess maybe it is, but I guess it never... I mean, I don't know why. I've never heard... You usually hear of extremely rare things like this.
Do we have it in our chart?
I don't even know. Well, let's find out. Another awkward moment of us clicking links. Go ahead, Justin. Vamp for a little bit.
Do what?
Yeah, go ahead and just talk while we're clicking links.
Just talks amongst yourselves. Or yourself.
Yeah.
Talks amongst yourself.
Talk amongst myself? What am I supposed to do? Tell some kind of story or about spiders being sucked up vacuum cleaners? Or
I like crackers.
You
like
crackers?
Know what? It's not on our list. Well, it's not an American release game, and we only have American release games in that list.
That's what it is. But why would my question is why would you release a Corvette game only in PAL areas?
Do they have Corvettes in?
Well, I'm sure they have them, but that's like the pre. That's like
the American
car, you know.
American dream. They own a Corvette and listen to an REO Speedwagon tape with your denim. With your denim jacket on.
Yep, with the top down.
Have you seen that movie Hysteria, the Def Leppard story?
No.
Okay, well, yeah, the drummer's sitting there driving a Corvette, so it's...
The guy with the one arm?
Yeah, well, he didn't have... That's when he lost his arm. He was in a Corvette accident.
That's right. He's a good drummer.
I always thought they hired him for sympathy. Like, hey, there's a one-armed guy. Let's
get
him a
job.
He had
two arms when they started.
I didn't know. I'm not a Def Leppard fan.
Yeah.
I'd rather rip my own arms off.
Let me guess, Eliminator is your favorite album.
What?
Eliminator.
Eliminator?
Isn't that one of their albums?
I don't know.
I thought he said it was his favorite, one of his favorite bands.
Yeah, but I don't remember Lemonade being one of their albums.
I could look it up real quick. Pour Some Sugar on Me. Well, let's just end going.
Yeah, we better.
We're severely off topic.
Yeah, and it's, all this will be taken out in editing, probably.
Probably
anyways.
Not. I don't know.
Nah, this will make it. This is quality stuff. This, what are you talking
stuff
about?
I thought you were going to put all this quality stuff on the CD you're releasing.
Well,
make
there's
going to
be enough.
Well,
that.
No, we put the bad stuff on the
CD. Yeah,
there's
going to be cursing.
Oh,
and,
well.
Yeah. You can't.
Who wants to pay for bad stuff?
Bad is in not politically correct.
Yeah, not exactly something you and your grandmother want.
Yeah,
you know,
we curse
like
sailors most of the time. So.
You're like, hey, Grandma, let's listen to the outtakes. And no, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, we invented curse words, some new ones. You'll hear them on there.
The word of curse. So I'm going to let this one's yours, Mike.
Yeah, all right. The first story this week is in one gadget to have these cool speakers that are shaped like Super Mario Brothers PAL blocks and question mark blocks. I think they're really cool looking.
Yeah, that would look slick.
Yeah, they have the design from the original Mario Brothers on the front. And
yeah,
looks
not
like
Super.
All the sides.
Well, it does. The question blocks are from Super Mario Brothers, but the PAL are from.
Well, weren't PAL also in
Mario 2?
Mario 2.
Yeah,
had
it was in
them.
The original Mario Brothers, though.
Yeah,
for
the
arcade.
Jumpman.
Yeah, but yeah, not Super Mario
not
Brothers.
That was.
Yeah, but
that was
a
Game
like,
and Watch,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but that was when the Mario Brothers, they didn't change him much from Jumpman, which was Donkey Kong guy. So his design stayed almost identical to the original Mario Brothers game.
Right.
And then they changed it a little bit for Super Mario Brothers. They made him with a red suit on, and they made him more like a skin tone, if you remember the original. I don't know, I'm getting into too much detail here.
it's actually.
This was on Icons the other day, man. I can't remember it.
What was on Icons?
The History of Mario Brothers. And they
what?
Went from
Never
Donkey
seen
Kong
that one.
To. Yeah, they went from Donkey Kong to Mario Brothers to Super Mario Brothers.
Oh.
But they were talking about the differences in him between Donkey Kong and Mario Brothers.
Oh, I would love
to
have
they
seen
did,
that.
They did change his appearance a little bit.
Yeah, I've never really seen that one.
He was on Icons like a week ago, man.
Well, you didn't call us and let us know.
I don't watch
TV. You should have posted on the forums. Yeah, I don't watch much TV either.
It's here. I have a huge TV right behind me, but I never watch it.
Our TV is like 5 inches from me, and I never watch it.
Alrighty.
But yeah, I thought this was pretty cool, too. I mean, the site, Engadget links to the actual Japanese site, but I can't read Japanese.
Right, so you're going to have to read a little bit of synopsis to have on Engadget.
And they do have the Babelfish translation, but it's always really goofy.
Yeah,
you go there, and
it's
like,
English.
Block Super Mario Brothers.
English.
Music, listen to now. 10,000 yen.
How much are they charging for these things, anyway?
They don't go into it. Like, let me click the Babelfish and find out. Intermission. Go get a cup of soda. Let me read the description as Babelfish translated. The die we would like to see being Nintendo box-type speaker. Appearance of lovely shape. Connecting to the MD player at all you can use. Pushes the button with the sound which flows in the game, which is different respectively flows.
I gotta have me
I
some of that.
I remember getting an email saying something similar to that, except Eat Children was in it. So.
What?
Eat Children.
I swear.
Funny, I get penis enlarging ones. That sound almost similar to that.
You know what? I don't get those. That's the ones I don't get. They know I got a reputation now.
Yeah. So I just figured somebody walked in the urinal one day and saw me and thought, man, this guy, I'm going to sign him up.
That poor guy.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it was
God.
Your wife.
Yeah, they sent it. Oh, thanks for that. That cuts deep.
I'm sorry.
There goes the ratings.
I went there. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to have a price on it, so.
Yeah.
Let's just say
I'll just build
it's probably
my own,
expensive.
Man.
Yeah,
let's just say $1,250.
Yeah, we'll just say $1,250.
Yeah, I've got a subwoofer sitting on the back of my car that I've had for 8 months and never even used it, so I'll just build one.
Wow, you know what? It'd be easy to build these out of wood and just mount a nice little speaker inside and then just paint them up anyway. And cut a little drill.
You
use a
crafty.
PDF, you know.
Use a drill and make a nice pattern of circles in the front for the sound.
Hmm.
Alrighty.
Not for me.
Yeah, not really. Well, they look cool on top of your NES if they were hooked up to it.
Yeah, this next site I thought was, I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain or read or understand at all. But it's kind of neat because it gives you every button that you need to push while playing Super Mario Brothers in text form. More like guitar tablature.
Yeah, I sat there and watched, looked at this for like 15 minutes until I finally figured out how to read it.
Well, let enlighten us, my friend.
Okay, each little block that you see on there where it has A, B, up, down, left, right, whatever, you see them in little bars across the screen, in the screen. I think that every one of those little bars is an area on the screen when you're playing the game. And then when you move to another area, you go down to the next bar.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I think that's how it's read.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that's what he means.
But the thing is, the...
Well, I can read guitar tablature, but I can't read this.
Yeah, well, see, when you're playing the game, though, the screen just kind of pans smooth, so I don't know how they calculated this, but seems like it'd be easier just to put it in notepad form and then scroll it all the way across. But.
Yeah, and maybe put, like, some time, you know? Like, you got 239 seconds left at this point here. I don't know.
I don't know. I just know that the article was written by somebody who has entirely too much control.
And it could be totally fake. I don't know. But it looks cool.
And somebody put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of effort for this. I don't know. I don't even know. Well, it's been out since 2003. So maybe the guy got a life now.
Yeah, maybe he was like 12 then.
Or he's
now
a serial killer or something. That's what people do.
Came out 2003. He was 12 then. Now he's 37.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's probably sitting in a mental institution. You know, those guys that just sit there and work math problems all the time. Yeah. He's probably just sitting there with his pad doing
like
Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers. Got to play Super Mario Brothers.
Definitely Super Mario Brothers.
Definitely got to run. Definitely got to jump. Definitely
jump here. Jump on a Goomba. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely got to jump here. You don't want to fall.
Now we're gonna have some autistic people. Upset about
that. But that was a classic movie. That's an autistic pride movie, you know.
Autistic pride. Do you think it is? All right. Does anyone that's that autistic watch movies? That knows what's going on?
He watched Wapner.
Oh, that's right. He did, didn't he?
Wapner's on.
Well, it's
7 o'clock.
A movie.
That's right. And he had
TV
to get
show.
His underwear at Kmart. All
right.
And he farted in the elevator or in the phone booth. Oh, no. All right. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Let's get off this topic.
Come on, man. You know I like fart jokes.
Soon you'll be farting. Oh, okay. Remember a couple episodes ago, there was a news story about ROMs may be illegal. Do you remember we talked about that, Mike?
Yeah, I remember about that.
This is kind of a counter to that, and it's straight from Nintendo's site, and it's a long URL, so I won't read it. It'll be in the notes. But it's their company facts. And I don't think this was written by software.
No, I doubt it. This is a fact written by lawyers.
Right, and it goes in, you know, what are Nintendo ROMs? What is a Nintendo video game emulator? If you don't know, they'll tell you. They do everything but tell you where to find them.
Right. If you dig and you look in their usual places.
Yeah, they do tell you it's wrong. It's wrong, my friends. It's not morally wrong, I don't think. It's just,
well, it's morally wrong, mainly, first of all. It is morally wrong.
How is it morally wrong? It's not
stealing. Well, yes, you are. I mean, it's not yours. Did you program that game?
Yeah, but it's bytes. You can't steal one and a zero.
Well, let's tell that to the RIAA when you're ripping an XCD.
Well, it's illegal. I don't know you think Jesus would be against ROMs?
Well, I'm sure he would, because it's stealing. And you know in your mind that it's stealing.
No, it's not stealing.
You know.
I'm not gonna argue it.
Are you going to download a ROM today? Let's all know here, Jeremy. Are you going to download a ROM today?
No, I don't. I really don't.
No,
I don't really do that.
I don't think it's the same.
I don't know, but you know what? I was thinking about Jesus the other day. A little off topic. Jesus was a human, right?
Right, well, yeah.
And he was a baby. So do you think anyone ever played, like, got your nose with him when he was a baby? Like, go up to Jesus and be like, got your nose!
I think this is a little deep for our conversations here.
I'm just curious.
Well, one time I was at church and they said Jesus would have gotten in trouble when he was a kid, too. He was a kid. Yes. He grew up a kid. And Jesus, now get out of that mud and get over here. You know, that's the kind of stuff that kids go through. He would have went through that.
So you're thinking, so there's somebody out there that's like, I was thinking, so if someone played Got Your Nose with Baby Jesus, while he's out there, like, there's a guy who, like, later on when Jesus became the Savior, he's standing around, he's like, you're talking about Jesus. You know Jesus from Nazareth? I used to play Got Your Nose with that baby. Jeez, you're talking about Jesus? Oh, wow, that's great. He was a good kid.
Yeah, I wish I would have took his nose.
Played Got Your Nose with him.
Jesus is sitting there saying, you lied to me that entire time.
Yeah, you never had my nose.
Yeah, because look, huh? That's right
it's
here.
It's still there?
Yeah. My Last Supper. It's still there. Alrighty, let's move on.
I just
this
had
is
to,
too deep.
That was just something I was thinking about.
Because, you know, we don't want to offend anybody's religion on here. We're just...
Well, what is a Nintendo ROM? A Nintendo ROM is a type of chip used in Nintendo's video game cartridge which contains the game software. However, this term is commonly used on many gaming sites on the internet and refers to game data that was copied from authentic Nintendo game video cartridge.
That's good. I like that. Now try the next paragraph.
No.
That's a little
all
longer.
In one breath. All in one breath.
The international video game emulators represents the greatest threat today to the intellectual property and rights of video game developers. As is the case with the business of industry, this products. Yeah.
We need
okay,
the
now say it 10 times fast.
Micro Machines guy. I know
yeah, we
say.
Need the Micro Machines guy.
Millions of cars to choose from. Only from the loop.
As soon as you buy them, you'll lose them.
Yeah,
this is small.
Cat's choking. Oh, it's my car. It's my car. Ching. I remember collecting those, and I wanted the bus and everything.
Oh, yeah.
The
and
whole
then,
bus
oh, yeah.
opened. It was a city. And then I ended up using
hey, I had that one.
You can, yeah, you can still buy Micro Machines now. I think you can buy, like, Star Wars Micro Machines.
There's generic brands now, man. I would love to have had them when I was a kid, because then you get, like, 10 times as many for the same price.
Or cheaper.
Wait. Star Wars Micro Machines?
Yeah, there's, like, the...
Do they have, like, wheels on them, or do you just pick
yeah,
them up
well,
and try to fly them around?
Well, it's like, what is it?
Well, Micro Machines weren't all cars, remember? They had little planes and boats and stuff, too.
What was that thing that they drove in the new one? The pod something...
Pod.
I like Star Wars and all, but there's no way I can remember the
what,
details.
In episode one?
Yeah.
It was called a pod.
Yeah, those things.
or a pod racer.
a pod racer, that's what they are. You can buy, like, pod racer, Micro Machines, and whatnot.
I know you could buy the Star Trek ones for a long time. Like, little ships and stuff. They didn't wheel, they were just, like, ships, models.
But, yeah, about the site, they, it goes, it's the legality. Nintendo obviously is going to tell you, do not do this. Even though we haven't released the cartridge version in 20 years, even though, you know, there's probably no chances that some of the horrible games will never see the light of day again, even on the Revolution downloads, it's just, you should never do it.
Right.
See, there's a technicality in this, though.
All right, let's hear
Nintendo can only say that about Nintendo's games. They
that's
can't
very
say
true.
About any other, anybody else's games.
Yeah, so you,
unless they have it in the contract.
Right, they're not speaking. Yeah, well, we don't know the contracts either.
Yeah, and then when you're downloading a
license
ROM,
in the contract.
Is there code in every ROM that Nintendo made?
That's true, too.
Like when you dump a cartridge, is there, like, code that's in every cartridge that Nintendo
like an
made?
Like a copyrighted or patented initialization code
right, like
something.
The Sega. When you download a Sega ROM or something, it always says Sega of America Incorporated or something.
All right.
They could say you're downloading Sega material every time you do that.
All right, you'd have to delete that out and then get an open source initialization string or
and
something.
And you also have to remember they say licensed by Nintendo of America.
All right. Official quality seal.
So
well,
that
that's
might
that.
Be the
it's actually backward. Kind of an interesting read to sort of hear their thoughts on it, even though you could probably predict their thoughts on it. But it kind of gives you some facts. Some facts from the facts.
So people are getting free entertainment. We got to sue them. We got to sue them now.
Yep, that's the American way. Free entertainment for me. You're paying for it.
It's like the RIAA was their RIAA.
VGAA, yeah. Video Game
I have no idea what I just said, but anyway, they had an article up the other day about they were afraid people would be ripping music from podcasts, and they were trying to make podcasting illegal.
Oh, my.
Well, we don't have any music to rip. Well, right. Our next story this week is about, it's not really retro, but it's Nintendo-related, so it's
Nintendo cool. What it is.
Rolled out their Wi-Fi for their DS finally. And it looks pretty cool. I guess if I had a DS, I'd probably try it out since it's free.
And plus, isn't it every McDonald's you go to? It's a Wi-Fi hotspot.
I wouldn't know.
I read that somewhere. I don't know. It's available, but they rolled it out. It's available in Australia, all of the Western Hemisphere, except for I guess Antarctica and Greenland.
Oh, that's terrible, man! I was gonna go on my trip to Antarctica.
Take your DS and play Mario Kart.
Now I ain't going.
And most, it looks like all of Europe, Western Europe and whatnot. I thought it'd be cool to mention it, maybe talk about it, if anybody cares.
Yeah, I do. I wanted to try it out with my DS, but I only have like 3 games for it, and only 4 games are supported so far. Two of them haven't even been released yet.
Animal you don't have Crossing. The, you don't have the Mario Kart DS.
You don't have Mario Kart DS because it just came out what the 14th, and Tony Hawk came out on the 14th. So.
Do you have that the dongle for your computer? Do you have that yet? The USB dongle. The thing you plug
no,
in.
But I have a wireless router.
Oh, that works then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
See, I don't have a DS. I have a PSP, so I'm on the other side of the fence.
I was thinking about buying a DS because it's coming. They're pretty cheap, like $129 or something.
Yeah,
It's not that bad.
I don't know. I kind of like the multimedia features of a PSP. The reason why I wanted a PSP was, well, the games do look good, and I wanted to have multimedia features as well because if it's a portable thing, I like to like buy movies and stuff for it and such.
But it doesn't have a touch screen. You can't touch anything.
Touching is not always...
It has an analog stick.
Yeah, it does.
So you,
so you could
stick.
Make a, you know, like a mouse cursor, which they do.
The thing is, it only has like 2-hour battery life, so...
What's that?
That's what, you know, made me frown.
Well,
it's a 2-hour battery life.
Oh, no way. I get a lot longer than that on mine.
Really?
With the Wi-Fi on and everything browsing the internet or whatever you're doing. With the Wi-Fi on is the most power-intensive thing. If the Wi-Fi is on, I can get like 4 hours out of it easy, straight. Or if
that's
I'm playing a
cool.
game, like a Wipeout Pure, I can play that for a good 6-8 hours.
That's sweet. So yeah, they rolled it out. It's kind of a big deal.
For
in gaming,
Nintendo,
I guess,
that's huge because they were so dead set against multiplayer. It was, I don't know what their problem was with the GameCube. They just didn't want to do anything with it.
Yeah, there's no...
Nobody wants to play online. Funny, there's 60 million people right now, I think, playing Counter-Strike. Every time I go on, the servers are full.
They had a whole lineup of stuff, you know, planned for the GameCube, and they did release the network adapter, but the only game you can play on it is Phantasy Star Online.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if you had a Dreamcast already, you might as well skip that.
Yeah, you can play Bomberman online.
Or Alien Front Online was actually fun for the Dreamcast. I played that online.
That's cool. So there it is. And next up, Justin wanted to talk about something he's kind of into.
No, what was that?
Yeah, your turn.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember
was
what was
the
I
the NES comics on
DeviantArt? Oh, yes, yes. Oh, and I'm looking at that on my notes, too. Yeah, I've actually posted this in the forums a couple of times. Every time I see one that I think is, you know, funny or interesting, I post one up. But, you know, it's there are a lot of people that on DeviantArt.com that do Nintendo-themed comics. And one of my favorites is Hail Nekoyasha, I think is how you pronounce her name. But I have a link to it in the forums. I'll link another one. But she does a lot of Zelda and Mario comics. And just her wit and humor, I think, is especially for only being 14 years old.
Wow.
You know, her artistic abilities and her humor is great. So, I definitely recommend everybody to go out and at least give it a look.
And DeviantArt is not just NES comics; it's like a huge database of original art, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, they have all kinds of art. I mean, let's see, if you're into quilting, you can go to Arts and Crafts.
There's quilting on DeviantArt?
There is quilting on DeviantArt.
Is there a Metallica quilt on there or something?
I don't know, you can check it out. You have people making chainmail and swords. You have people
doing paintings.
Wow, yeah,
I had no idea.
They have a whole category of like oil paintings, watercolor. You have you know, photography, which is what I do most of the time. You have your different categories of that. You know, you have your cartoons and comics. You have an area called pixelization.
Pixel art.
I love pixel art so much.
Oh, you have these people that do these totem poles. And then you can also do things like... they have these things called... they have this mosaic area where you just get like a little area on a mosaic that you do that tile. And then another person can do another tile that fits up with that one and so on and so on until you get like, you know, like... 20, 40 people, or however many tiles there are, and just everybody does their own little original tile, and they all fit together and makes this one huge piece.
Hmm.
Yeah, Mike just sent me someone hand drew a Nintendo.
Looks real good.
It looks pretty good. Did a heck of a job on DeviantArt. DeviantArt.com/view/13210909.
We'll put a link to a search maybe of Nintendo or something.
Yeah, I've been a member of DeviantArt for years, since I think May of 2002.
What's your username on here? Is it Elton in as well?
My username is Resident Alien.
Resident Alien. So we look up you on... Maybe we'll put a link to your section, since we let Brian you know, pimp his stuff. You're on here, so we'll let you you know, get a couple things in, you know? Thanks for...
Maybe we'll check out some photos and buy some prints or something.
Well, I don't have any prints up for sale, but...
if someone asks for some, I'm sure you can get some and sell them to them.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. I'll sell you anything, man.
Make some money.
Go take a look, man.
So, you guys ready to do Games of the Week?
Sure.
All right, games... Yeah, real excited. Yeah!
Last week, and I can't wait for this week's edition of Games of the Week.
Let's do it!
Let's do it!
Rock the world!
Who wants to go first? Does it matter?
You. Because I don't know what I'm going to pick yet.
Somebody besides me.
I'm ready to go. I picked my game. My game of the week is Blades of Steel.
Oh, Blades of Steel.
You don't like
Blades of Steel? I should probably be shot for that.
Yeah, I'm not sure I played it either.
So what are you
Canadian,
going
off
for?
You know,
I don't... I'm not a huge fan of hockey. I don't watch hockey. But I love Blades of Steel. I love playing hockey games on game systems, but I don't want to watch it, and I don't want to actually play it.
Oh, goodness, no. Don't want to get out and do that.
Well, no, I can't roller skate. I can't, God, Lord knows I couldn't ice skate.
Sounds like me.
I don't think I can jump rope.
Well, I can jump rope.
I know
rope,
I can't work the hula hoop.
I never could jump rope or work hula hoop, man. I did play street hockey, though.
People love it. Like, a lot of my friends play street hockey, and they're like, come on, put on some Blades, let's play. And I'm like, no. I'm scared. But Blades of Steel, I really enjoy this game. It's kind of a fast-moving game for the NES, where in a world of slowed-down motion while you're playing the game and a lot of stuff goes on, it's like, this game just keeps on going. I thought it was done wonderfully. I mean, it's not the best hockey game ever for a system, and I think it's the best for the Nintendo, the NES. But the best hockey game ever was, of course, NHL 98 for the Sega Genesis.
I think I played that one, too.
Yes, that's right.
I had reflections
hockey,
on the ice.
This is a good game. When I first got my Nintendo, this came with it. Not the first time, but the recently first time again. I played the crap. I must have played it.
All of eight minutes.
I played it.
It was like...
Well, I probably played it for, like, every day for, like, 3 weeks.
Blades of Steel?
Yeah, man, I love this game.
That's passion there.
I don't know what it is about it.
All right.
Yeah, I love it. That's all I got to say about Blades of Steel. It's awesome. I mean, most everyone has played it. Cause on our site, 17 people have it.
Do I have it in my collection? I own some games that I'm not sure I own. I may have this game. Blades of Steel.
Well, let's review them.
Let's find out if I own this game.
No, you do not own this game.
Darn. I was looking forward to playing that game, and he missed 17 people.
Yeah, it's a good game. So, how about, Justin, do you want to go next?
Sure, I'll go next. What I chose this week, was Tecmo Bowl. I chose this one because
you know
I hate
what?
Sports games.
It's funny, I was going to pick that game.
You were going to pick that game?
I was going to pick Tecmo Bowl. But I decided to go with Blades of Steel.
Well, I'm glad you didn't, because it was the only other backup game I had since I leaked the other one yesterday. But, yeah, I chose it because, one, I hate sports games, but, you know, especially football games, because I never understood football up until this one. But I really love this game, and, you know, when I bought my NES, I went out seeking this game. Finally found a guy that wanted $17 for it at a flea market.
Wow.
A game with an E rarity.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably fall on one down the street right now if I walk out.
Yeah. So I talked him down a bit, and I'd still, you know, paid out the ass for it. But, I wanted it, and I don't want to have to go searching around for 20 pawn shops.
We've all had those moments to where we just want it, and there it is. Just get it and be done with it. But you're not supposed to confess how much you actually pay for it. You're supposed to be like, yeah, I paid
$17
for it. Because even eight's high. I mean, I paid $15 for... Zelda 2.
That's getting there.
Yeah, the same guy I bought Zelda and Zelda 2 from, and he wanted $40 for both of them.
Oh, that's too much.
Oh, yeah. I've talked him down, and I, you know, still paid off the ass for the others, too. But, you know, I'm never going back to this guy ever again, so... I had like 8 games that I wanted and settled on 4 because I just couldn't afford it.
But that, you're right there. Tecmo Bowl was an awesome game. And what did Brian was talking about that game actually? And he's like, he scored like 97 points or something, 97-0 or something.
Yeah.
He's up there like holding the tied with the highest record or something.
Something like that.
I agree. This game's really good.
Yeah, it's great. It's pretty easy to play. You know, you only have 9 players, so you need. Which I think there was another game where you only had 5, so...
Yeah, that's Atari
football. Like your baseball. All 3 guys ran at the same
time. Oh, I thought
you
only had 2 on that one. Anyway. But, you know, you only have 4 plays to choose from, so it's not like you have a whole playbook you have to go cycle through. And...
That game was really innovative, too, because they still use that same method today.
Yeah.
On how to choose plays, the up and B or up and A, or down and A to choose your play. They still use that same system to this day.
Well, like every football game since Tecmo Bowl has been based on Tecmo Bowl. All
right.
It's the best one to have. So yeah, I suggest everyone to, if you don't have it or you've never played it, go find a copy.
I agree.
And at least play it once. You know, even if you hate sports games and hate football like I do, just give it a try.
It's America, son. No, you can't hate football.
If you lived in Texas, you'd be shot for saying those.
Yeah.
Well, I don't live in Texas, so.
Well, you shouldn't even drive through Texas.
Well,
drive around it. It'll put you a little
Mexico
bit out of your
way,
but
way
yeah,
there,
just
but...
drive around it.
See, the sad thing
you
is...
You go up and over.
Yeah, I have a lot of family that works for Ohio State University, and, you know...
The Buckeyes or something, isn't that what
they are? Yeah, so I wear, you know, Buckeye stuff all the time, even though I don't like
it. Free stuff.
You're a
free
poser.
Free stuff, I'll wear
free
stuff.
You're a Buckeye poser.
Yeah, it's just free stuff.
Man,
that's all I wear.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I clean my car with the Buckeye shirt. It's a free rag.
That's what I do.
So, yeah, so Mike, you want to go?
Well, I guess I have to since I'm the last one.
Well, no, I'll go again. I'll just go again. I'm going to pick...
I'll do it again. How's that?
Pick games you like. I'm picking a game I don't like. Paperboy.
You don't like Paperboy?
I don't like
Paperboy. I love Paperboy.
Oh.
I used to play it in the arcade,
I can't stand Paperboy.
I used to
see
quarters
in
that game.
One or two, I don't remember. But I just could never get into Paperboy. I thought it was so stupid. Yeah, the point of the game was to throw these newspapers in the mailboxes and in the front doors and stuff and avoid the crap. This would be the worst day ever in the Paperboy history if you had stuff like this coming at you. That's just terrible. I don't know. I don't like that at all.
I went to the site. I remember I put this, after playing it, I posted a comment on it, on the game comments about, because there's a guy that comes chasing after you with a knife.
Yeah, really.
And how old's a paperboy? Paperboys are usually like 8 or 9 years old. So this crazy
child molester.
This crazy guy is running after you with a knife, trying to kill him. For what? Being late with
bad
the paper?
News. Bad news, you little brat.
What do you mean? What do you mean my stock dropped? What do you mean it's gonna snow tomorrow? I'm coming after you.
You missed the box and hit my window, you little bastard.
You hit my garden gnome. Don't run over my breakdancing son either.
Yeah. What the heck's up with that?
No. What I never understood was that pig. You throw the paper, you hit the pig, it gets off the rotisserie and starts running. Who's cooking a live pig? That is sick and demented, man.
That's wrong.
That's animal cruelty.
On many levels.
But have you played Paperboy?
Don't tell PETA about that one.
Oh, they'll throw a cow blood on your mink
coat. Where I work for Thanksgiving, we get turkeys, or if we'd like, we can get a tofurkey or a Zenin Now Thanksgiving feast.
Yeah, who takes that option?
3 people took the Now or Now and Zen or something like that.
What?
It's called the Unturkey Feast. 3 people took it.
Yeah, did you guys?
I'm not gonna
get
in.
Did you beat them up afterwards?
Well, we're not gonna talk about these guys.
That's un-American.
Yeah. You don't get that in my family. You have turkey or you have ham. That's
Thanksgiving's coming up, and I was talking to some people about it. There's people that don't eat mashed potatoes with Thanksgiving.
What?
Who doesn't eat mashed potatoes?
Oh, then it ain't Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they said we're gonna have sweet potatoes. That's sweet potatoes.
Oh, I have to have them.
Well, they're good, but they ain't a replacement for soup. Mashed
potatoes.
Too.
Some people have macaroni and cheese. I don't have macaroni.
Yeah,
cheese.
I don't have macaroni and cheese. Oh, I love Thanksgiving so much. Some turkey sandwiches afterwards. Oh.
I got a good turkey this year, too, from work.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to pick
a
one
Shelton's
up soon.
Free-range turkey.
What? It's a turkey. It's a Thanksgiving. I'm cooking Thanksgiving dinner this year. And I don't usually cook. The last thing I cooked, like real food, was like 2 years ago, I made some breaded chicken breast.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
Man, I make meals almost
every
night.
Well, I can cook pizza in the stove or some fish sticks or something.
Frozen stuff, yeah.
I can do that, but I haven't made a meal since probably more than 2 years ago. Probably like 4.
Why are we talking about this anyway?
Because Thanksgiving's coming up.
Oh, we got off Paperboy on the pig thing. I was just wondering how we got from Paperboy to Thanksgiving.
Well, Thanksgiving's coming up. We should talk about it. Thanksgiving's cool.
Since we're going back to Paperboy anyway, Jeremy, was it you that posted the link to that video, that Paperboy?
That was Mike.
Paperboy video?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Mike? Mike did that?
That was so funny.
Yeah, that was
awesome.
Oh,
that was hilarious. Put that in the show notes or something, man. That's
people
hilarious.
Juggling
we
fire.
Talked about that about 3 episodes ago, I think.
Oh, maybe even further now.
Yeah.
This could have been one of our early episodes.
Before
they
we
all
it back
run
up, bump it back up, because that was hilarious.
Yeah, that was
that
video. Really funny. And
it'll be in the links.
Paperboy 2. Did you ever play that? Horrible. That one's horrible.
That's actually the one I think I own.
That one's no good. Paperboy.
Inbox.
If you're going to have a
Paperboy manual.
Game, get Paperboy 1. But not if you listen to Mike. Mike says don't get either of them.
Paperboy, come on. It's stupid. Hey, it's a lot like Mario Brothers.
I remember playing.
Without jumping.
I remember playing it on the arcade. When the Paperboy was on the arcade, wasn't it? I think I remember playing
it. Yeah, I used to play it on the arcade.
That's the first time I played it. Wasn't it the arcade?
Yeah. It's coming back to me.
Yeah.
Every time you run over a drainage ditch thing there, or the drainage grate, you fall off your bike and
that kid's dying.
You freaking die. Hell no, well, not many people fall off their bike and die.
Oh, I got a bad...
I don't know, what is it with video games and exaggerating death? I mean, like, Frogger. Frogs, last time I checked, were amphibians, and every time they fall in the water, they swim.
Right. Yeah.
Not in video games. No, they die.
They die.
They drown the second they hit the water, man.
Well, I guess we should end this now, because Mike's going to
bed. Let's kill this thing.